News note, now you know.
19 minutes left before we get to Lethabo Mashapa with UFM Business Hour. That's at the top of the hour or immediately after the bulletin with Ahsanang Scaff at 7. Magale Zota would like to inform all Falcorp Supply Scheme consumers that due to 3 identified leaks on the raw water pipes, a planned shutdown will be implemented, and this will allow the technical personnel of Magale Zota to repair the raw pipelines or pipeline in order to reduce water losses. David Magale is speaking for Magale Zota, and he joins us on the line. David, good evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Mr. Modise, and the rest of the USM listeners.
So there are major plant repairs coming from this weekend and the other one later this month. Talk to us about that in a minute, please.
Thank you. The thing is, we have identified that we are experiencing water losses, and water losses would be the difference between what we are abstracting from the dam as compared to what we are processing in our water treatment plant to the point where we then distribute onto our bulk customers. So there's quite a huge variance, and our investigations have revealed that the discrepancy in the numbers or the volumes of water as it relates to the one that we are abstracting from the Falcorp Dam into the Falcorp Water Treatment Plant, as well as the water then that gets into the bulk distribution network, is as a result of a leak on the raw water pipeline. And the raw water pipeline is the pipeline that is between the dam and the treatment facility. So we have done our own investigations, and we have found that there are massive leaks on that specific line, which are causing us to experience high water losses. And high water losses means we are not able to produce as much water as we should ordinarily be doing. And it is as a result of that we have planned a scheduled shutdown for the 6th, so that we are able to repair the line and ensure that the plant performs optimally, and then that the amount of water that we ought to be giving to our bulk customers is materialized.
And you experience water losses on this pipeline. Has it been established as to what could have caused these leaks?
Well, there are a number of things, Mr. Modise, that would cause these kind of leaks. One, you've got aging infrastructure. You must remember that when you talk about raw water, you're talking about the water that comes from the dam. That is untreated water, and it has a lot of contaminants, some of which over time will make the quality of the pipeline to deteriorate. And as a result, because the pipe is underground, then you'll have those leaks coming in during the course of time. So there is a combination of issues, but it's not something that our consumers or customers need to be alarmed by, because it's an industry phenomenon, and from time to time, bulk water providers will have to undertake this exercise in replenishing the quality of their bulk pipeline, particularly the one that is running underground.
So it's not necessarily human doings, meaning a touch of criminality here and there. How would you prevent this from happening again?
Well, the truth is that when you look at the kind of materials that are used in the water sector, they've got a lifespan. And at some point, your infrastructure will start to give in. And it is at that point that you then need to undertake certain exercises for maintenance and for repairs to ensure that your system performs optimally and functionally, to the extent that you don't have a situation where you ought to be producing so many liters or megaliters of water per day, but you are producing far less. And in certain instances, it is because of these leaks that come as a result of aging infrastructure and other external issues that contribute to the water losses. So in us trying to make sure that our plant performs optimally and that we are able to provide the required bulk water, it is necessary that we undertake this specific exercise in making sure that we repair and replace the piece of the bulk pipeline which has the 3 leaks, so that from there we don't have an issue around water losses.
But David, how are you going to ensure that this doesn't repeat itself?
Well, there's no safe measure what happened for it. We are going to do this repair now, but as I've said, because you've got infrastructure that will age with time, at some point it becomes a necessary exercise to do. Much as you'd like put a new tire on your car, at some point you need to replace it, because it would have done the mileage and it would not be safe to use it beyond the physical condition which would give you a concern. So we are at the stage where we have detected that the piece of the pipeline that is giving us leaks needs to be replaced, and there's no other way. at some point again, we will then have to undertake this exercise, because you don't have lifetime guarantee as it relates to the kind of infrastructure and bulk pipeline that you use.
So you estimating around 10 hours of maintenance or repairs to the affected raw water pipeline. How long do you think the water capacity you have in your reservoirs, as you speak, would last before resuming operations?
Well, the truth is we've been communicating with our bulk customers, Rustenburg Local Municipality, Rand Water, the Royal Bafokeng Administration, and we are confident that in that 10-hour period, because already by the time we then implement that shutdown, we will have water in the system, water in the command reservoirs. You are not likely to have that much of an impact because it's just over 10 hours, and it's not as if by the time we start with the shutdown, there would not be any water in the system. So the shutdown will start at 8 in the morning. However, you must remember that we are pumping 24 hours a day on a continuous basis. So by the time we start with the exercise of repairing the pipeline that is damaged, there will be sufficient water in the system, and we've communicated to our bulk customers to say, just for the 6th of August, can they try to use water sparingly so that they do not even prolong the situation wherein they will find themselves without water. So we are confident that there will be impact, but not so severe.
Eskom's planned rolling blackouts has also started again yesterday. How is it likely going to affect your repairs?
Well, not entirely. Fortunately, our Falco treatment plant runs on a Eskom rural scheme, and it's not that much affected by load shedding. We do have incidents of power supply interruptions, but not necessarily load shedding. But as things remain now, we are not really looking on the horizon as it relates to power supply, because we have not been affected, although Eskom has communicated that they have started to even up the ante on the load shedding schedule. So in that regard, we are not worried, because the system remains stable, we have consistent power supply, and the plant is operational.
And all your bulk consumers, including municipalities and businesses, are aware of this planned shutdown?
Yeah, we have been continuously communicating, to the extent that we are even sending reminders to say the planned shutdown for the 6th of August is still continuing. We must all make the necessary arrangements to minimize the impact of the shutdown. But we are anticipating that within a period not exceeding 10 hours, we should have excavated the pipeline, do the fittings, and have the raw water pump station run again, so that we can abstract from the bulk of dam the raw water into the treatment plant, so that we are able to then treat the water and then distribute it to our bulk customers.
Yeah, David, thank you so much for chatting to us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
David Magai ke sebueledi sa Magalis Water.